द्वारका नाथ की जय। श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की जय। श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय। शील प्रभुपाद की जय। शील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल ड्यूटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल ड्यूटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल ड्यूटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 2, Text 30. Prayuktan bhojarajena mayinah kamarupinah lilaya vyanudastamstan balah kridanakaniva. प्रयुक्तान भोजराजेन मायिनः कामरूपिणः लीलया व्यनुदस्तांस्तान बालः क्रीडनकानिव। 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 माताजी प्रयुक्तान् भोजराजेन मायिनः कामरूपिणः लीलयाव्यनुदस्तांस्तान् बालः क्रीडनकानिव प्रयुक्तान् एङ्गेज्ड् भोजराजेन बैकिङ्ग् कंसा मायिनः ग्रेट् विज़र्ड्स् कामरूपिणः हू कुड् अस्यूम् एनी फार्म् दे लैक्ड् लीलया इन् द कोर्स् आफ् द पास्ट् टैम्स् व्यनुदात् किल्ड् तान् देम् तान् एज़् दे केम् देर् बालः द चैल्ड् क्रीडनकान् dolls eva like that translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada ki jai translation the great wizards who were able to assume any form were engaged by the king of bhoja kamsa to kill krishna but in the course of his pastimes the lord killed them as easily as a child breaks dolls. Purport. The atheist Kamsa wanted to kill Krishna just after his birth. He failed to do so, but later on he got information that Krishna was living in Vrindavan at the house of Nanda Maharaj. He therefore engaged many wizards who could perform wonderful acts and assume any form they liked. All of them appeared before the child lord in various forms, like Agha, Baka, Putana, Shakata, Trinavarta, Dhenuka, and Gardabha. And they tried to kill the lord at every opportunity. But one after another, all of them were killed by the lord as if he were only playing with dolls. Children play with toy lions, elephants, bows, and many similar dolls, which are broken by the children in the course of their playing with them. Before the Almighty Lord, any powerful living being is just like a toy lion in the hands of a playing child. No one can excel God in any capacity, and therefore no one can be equal to or greater than Him, nor can anyone attain the stage of equality with God by any kind of endeavor. Jnana, Yoga, and Bhakti are three recognized processes of spiritual realization. The perfection of such processes can lead one to the desired goal of life in spiritual value. But that does not mean that one can attain a perfection equal to the Lord's by such endeavors. The Lord is Lord at every stage. When he was playing just like a child on the lap of his mother Yashoda Mai, or just like a cowherd boy with his transcendental friends, he continued to remain God without the slightest diminution of his six opulences. Thus he is always unrivaled. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamaiham Dadati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajata सहगण रघुनाथान्वितांस्तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मुखम करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरु दीनतारिणं परमानंदमाधवं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरं हरे कृष्ण I seek blessings of all devotees so that I can speak something for Lord's pleasure, glorifying Lord for all of your pleasure and for my purification. So, Uddhava is continuing describing Lord's pastimes. So today, he is kind of giving a summary of how Kamsa, he sent many demons, but Krishna killed them just as a child breaks the toys. Nice analogy. So today also happens to be a very auspicious day. Today is Vasanta Panchami. So we'll discuss a little bit about this purport and then we'll discuss about Vasanta Panchami. We'll discuss about Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Today is his disappearance day. And we'll also discuss about Srimati Vishnu Priya Devi, Sri Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, and Sri Raghunandan Thakur. You know. All of these devotees' appearance day. So, let's see. Like, these are great personalities we can spend hours discussing, but we'll try to see as quickly as possible. So, in the purport, the gist is that Krishna is God at any juncture in his life. It was not that Krishna became God. You know, he did some tapasya and you know he went and did some push-ups and that's how he got strength to lift you know Govardhan. No. Krishna is God and when he appeared he was still God and like you know without even a slightest diminution of his six opulences. So when he was crawling baby it was not that his opulence has a strength was diminishing. No, he was as powerful as that. Just by sucking, he killed, you know, Putana. Just by touch of his toe, he killed, you know, Shakatasura. You know, just by, you know, grabbing his arm around the neck, he killed Trunavarta. So, and all these, you know, great wizards, you know, Prabhupada is translating as, you know, like all these demons, they had so much power, they could assume any form they like. But all of them, they were neutralized just by... You know, it's like a kid, you know. They play with toys and the toy breaks. So, same way. So, there is a nice point Srila Prabhupada is mentioning is that jnana, yoga and bhakti, they give us, you know, perfection in spiritual life. But no one can attain perfection equal to the Lord's by such endeavors. So, Lord is called as Asama Urdhva. Means Asama, there is no one who is Sama, like equal to him or Urdhva, no one is greater than him. So, no, in Chaitanya, I think it's in Chaitanya Bhagavat, the story comes where Rupa Goswami was traveling from Vrindavan to meet Lord in Jagannath Puri. With him, accompanied one devotee, his name was Ramdas Vishwas. He was always chanting the name of Lord Ram. And he was very respectful towards Rupa Goswami, and he carried, you know, his luggage, and, you know, he accompanied to Jagannath Puri. And there, Rupa Goswami and he both, they offer obeisances to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya very happily goes and embraces Rupa Goswami, but he even doesn't look at this Ramchandra Vishwas. So, devotees were kind of, you know, little surprised. But then came to know later that this person, he was chanting the name of Lord Ram with a desire to become Lord Ram. So that was the fault. So, Prabhupada writes in so many places in purports, right? Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, that individual Jivatma, for him to think that he is the Lord, is the last snare of Maya. So, even if somebody says, okay, you know, I don't want anything of this world, that world, you know, I don't want any siddhis, this, that. But Maya still tests him by making him think that he is now equal to God. So therefore, devotees are very careful about this, that they'll never think that they'll become one with, you know, Krishna. So to summarize, Uddhava is discussing about, you know, various demons killed, and he is discussing that Krishna's, you know, opulences never diminish, and he is Lord every time. And then the fault of thinking one can become God is problem. We discussed with that past time. So with that, we'll stop on this verse. Now we'll discuss about this, you know, Vasanta Panchami, you know. So this is fifth day of this month where spring begins. So generally, like in northern part of India, there is this mustard crop. So the yellow flowers of mustards, they are like, you know, blossomed at this point. And you know, the nature is really at its, you know, best. So in Vrindavan, there is a tradition of offering Krishna a yellow dress. Today also we have Rukmini Dwarkadish beautifully dressed in yellowish green. In Mayapur also they celebrate this by dressing Lord, offering them, you know, marigold flowers and other flowers. So very Lord spring pastimes, you know, they start today. Also, today happened to be Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's disappearance day. So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he is one of the prominent acharya. He comes after, you know, disappearance of Srila Narottam Das Thakur, and that Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamanand Pandit and Srinivas Acharya, they preached Vaishnavism vigorously, but after that it was kind of, you know, slowed down. So Narottam Das Thakur's one of the disciples, his name was Ganganarayan Chakravarti. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was his great grand disciple. So Ganganarayan Chakravarti's disciple was Krishnadas Chakravarti, and his disciple was, I think, Ramdas Chakravarti, I guess, and then his disciple was Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So Vishwanath Chakravarti, he appeared in Radhadesh in Nadia district. He was also known as Hari Vallabha, and he had two brothers, Ramabhadra and Raghunath. He stayed in the village known as Devagram. So these are all in Navadvip area. Then he moved to Sayyabad Gram and in Murshidabad district. Yeah. These are, you know, the places where where his guru, Sri Radha Raman Chakravarti, sorry, his guru's name was Radha Raman Chakravarti. He met him. So, and then he was initiated by him. And then he prayed to Lord, and it is said that Srimati Radharani came in his dream, and sorry, it was a little later actually. So he started writing profusely about the Acharya's Tika, you know, Tika on Acharya's literature. Tika meaning the commentary on Acharya's literature. So one of the famous pastime is once he was writing, studying this Kama Gayatri, describing Krishna's, you know, form. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he describes that Krishna's form is compared of 24 and a half full moons. Sorry, 24 full moons and half moon, you know, 24 and a half moons actually. And then he studied and he calculated, you know. So, then somehow it is, by his calculation, it was happening is that, you know, it's coming as 25, you know, full moons, you know, Krishna's form is compared to. So, but he said that, oh, but, you know, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he's Acharya, he cannot be wrong. But then, my understanding, you know, is not correct. So, he said, unless I understand this, I'll not eat actually. You know, I'll fast. And just meditating this, he felt asleep. And Srimati Radharani came to his dream. And she actually tells that how Krishna's form is, you know, this 24 and a half. So, actually it is said that how this, you know, Krishna's form is compared to 24 and a half, you know, moons. It is said Krishna's 10 fingernails, they are compared to as 10 moons. Krishna's 10 toenails, they are another 10 moons, so 20. Then Krishna's lotus face is another full moon, 21. Then Krishna's cheeks, too, right? 21, 22, 23. And then Krishna's smile, again, right? That's 24th. And Krishna's forehead, that is compared as half. So, that's how, you know, Krishna's transcendental body is compared to 24 and a half, you know, moons. You know. So, he was very, very fond, rather, he was very amazing preacher, and he was the one who very strongly rejected the caste Goswami system, you know. And also, he was the one who was, though he was called as, you know, Rasika Acharya, he was not Sahajiya. Some Sahajiyas used to refer him as, you know, our there, you know, Sahajiya, Rasika Shiromani, something like that, but it was not the case. His commentaries, if we read, Sararth Darshini, he wrote, and then there is a he wrote commentary on Bhagavad Gita also. He wrote many books actually. Then he wrote Sri Stavamala Lahari, you know, Waves of Prayers. So in that, he establishes the principles of Gaudiya Vaishnavism very amazingly. In Jaipur, there was a case wherein the Sri Vaishnavi whites, they challenged this, you know, caste Goswamis, because they saw that, you know, it's not correct what they are following. So that time, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was very old. He was around, like, you know, 74 years old, you know. So he sent his disciple, who was another stalwart, you know, Baldev Vidyabhushan. And he went and he, you know, he kind of defeated them and proved that how Gaudiya Vaishnavism is the correct and authentic philosophy. So, not only that he was a Rasika Acharya, but he was also very, very pakka, very firm in the mood and teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he has written a kind of biography. Those who are interested, they can read this about, you know, him very nicely. Some of the books which he wrote are Sri Krishna Bhavamruta, Sankalpa Kalpa Druma, Chamatkara Chandrika, then Vrajarati Chintamani, Gauranga Leelamrut, Madhurya Kadambini, then Ujwala Neelamani Kirtan, Bhakti Rasamruta Sindhu Bindu, you know. So, like this, many books he wrote. So, that's the amazing personality of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Some of his commentaries were so astonishing, like the famous pastime where Bhishma was throwing arrows at Krishna. You know, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that Krishna was feeling like a lover throwing, you know, roses, you know, on the beloved, you know. So he has that particular bhava. So Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur ki cha. Okay, so the next one is, today is appearance day of Sri Vishnu Priya Devi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was as a Nimai Pandit, first he got married to Lakshmi Priya, and then he went to West Bengal for earning, and then that time it is said that the snake of separation bit Lakshmi Priya Devi and she left this world. And when he came back, Mother Sachi, she insisted Lord Chaitanya to marry again. So that time Lord Chaitanya, there was a nice brahmana, his name was Sanatan Mishra. So he had a beautiful daughter, you know, with all good godly qualities. Her name was Vishnu Priya Devi. So their marriage was arranged, and Vishnu Priya Devi, from childhood, she used to go and bathe in Ganges 3 times, and she used to meet Sachimata. So used to every day, you know, offer obeisances to Sachimata. So Sachimata used to feel that, you know, this lady is so gentle, you know, she could be a nice, you know, bride for Nimai. And then they get married very pompously. And then it is said that this their marriage was, you know, sponsored by Buddhimanta Khan, another devotee, and it was celebrated in great pomp. And then after their marriage, after a few days, Lord Chaitanya, he goes to Gaya and he meets Ishwarpuri, and then naturally his, you know, devotional sentiments, you know, they are awakened and he is no more Nimai Pandit. So when he comes back home, Vishnu Priya Devi and Sachimata, they realize that he is not same Nimai. But what can be done? They could just not do anything. And then after a few days, you know, Vishnu Priya Devi, she asks Lord that, "Oh Lord, I am hearing rumors that you are going to leave us. Is that true?" And, you know, Lord says yes, you know. And then there is a nice conversion. So it is said that Lochandas Thakur, he tells about this pastimes of when you know, Vishnu Priya Devi, just the night before Lord took sannyas. So this is that, I'll read. Vishnu Priya Devi, she says, in a choked with voice, with emotion, Vishnu Priya said, "Tell me, O Prananath, is it true the rumor I heard that you will take sannyas and leave me? If I lose your association, I might as well end my life by drinking poison." Responding with gentle, compassionate words, Sri Gauraraya said, "Vishnu Priya, you are as dear to me as my life itself. There is no need to worry. Please hear that I am about to say, for it will help you. The only truth in this world is Bhagavan and the Vaishnavas. Everything else is illusion. Fathers, mothers, children, relationships between man and woman are all illusory. Krishna is the master, the real husband of everyone. Don't lament. Don't worry. Your name is Vishnu Priya. Therefore, fulfill the real meaning of Vishnu Priya and always think of Krishna within your heart." Then Sri Gaurasundar showed his four-armed form, which helped Vishnu Priya understand his absolute position. Seeing this vanquished Vishnu Priya's grief and pain, she felt blissful. This vision and Mahaprabhu's instructions removed her bewilderment, but she kept the mentality of taking the Lord as her husband. Sobbing and failing at Lord Chaitanya's feet, she said, "I beg you to accept my humble submission. You are the most dear Lord of my life, my only wealth. Without you, without your service, I have nothing." Lord Gauranga embraced Vishnu Priya with his eyes. He gave her mercy with these words, "I shall travel here and there, But wherever I go, I shall always remain at your place. Understanding the supremely independent nature of Lord Gaura, Vishnupriya said, You must do what makes you happy, my Lord. Let no one be an obstacle in your divine mission. It's from Chaitanya Mangal. So, actually, this shows that Lord's and Vishnupriya, actually, she was an expansion of Lord's, Bhu potency. There are three potencies, Sri, Bhu, and, Nitya. So, she was an expansion of Bhu potency. So, she sacrificed her own personal life for Lord's mission to deliver the fallen souls. And then after Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, this said she used to chant one round and put one grain of rice aside. And whatever grains are collected at the end of day, she used to cook, offer it and accept that as prasad. She led a very austere life and she continually worshipped Lord. The deity which she worshipped is called as Dhameshwar Mahadev. It's a deity, very beautiful, big deity of Lord Gauranga. It's in Navadvip still. We can go and see. So that's the sacrifice Vishnupriya Devi she made for all the living entities actually. Shrimati Vishnupriya Devi ki jai. Then there is today is also appearance of Raghunandan Thakur. Time is running less. I'll be very fast now. So he was the son of Mukunda Das, Mukunda Datta also, so it's called. So he used to live in the village of Shikhanda. So his father was a doctor. So once his father went to see the king, and then while his mother, she asked Raghunandan that go and offer this bhoga to Lord, the deity of Gopinath. So he said, oh no, how do you offer? He said, just you go, place the food, bhoga, and say, Lord, please eat. So this kid, small child, he goes in front of his Gopinath deity, he places the bhoga and says, Lord, please eat. And then he doesn't understand, Anga, Aniyasya, Sakalendriya, Vrittimanti, Pashyanti, Panti, Krishna accepts by his eyes, So he doesn't see anything moving, so he said, Gopinath, please eat, And then Lord speaks, I eat by my eyes, He said, no, eat, eating means eating. And he said, please eat, if you don't eat, my father will beat me. And then Gopinath, seeing the innocence, devotion of Lord, he eats everything. And he comes out of the altar with empty plate. So then father comes, he says, where is Prashad? He said, your son offered, and he said, Gopinath ate it. So Mukundat, he was also devotee, so he was not sure whether he ate or Gopinath ate. So he said, okay, make a laddu and give it him. So he makes a laddu, his mother, and gives to to Raghunandan, and he goes there, he offers it, and he says, Gopinath, please eat. He said, I just ate. He said, no, eat. So Gopinath takes the laddu, bites the half, and then Mukunda saws from behind the curtain, and immediately Gopinath goes back in the deity form. So that half laddu, it is said, is still in Shikhanda. Devotees can go and see. So when Mukunda went to see Lord Chaitanya asked, who is father and who is son? So Mukunda says, Raghunandan is my father and I am his son because he taught me how to serve Krishna, how to serve, with real devotion. And this glories of this Raghunandan, spread far and wide. So one another devotee, Abhiram Thakur, he came to meet him. So this devotee had a amazing personality. If he paid obeisances to a Shaligram Shila, and if that Shila was not actual Shaligram, that Shila would break. And he pays to obeisances to some devotee, and if he is not genuine devotee, he would die. if today he would have been there, he would have known as serial killer in ISKCON, wherever pays obeisances, at least people like me would have died, I can say. And he had a stick, whoever he whips, he used to get Krishna Prem, love of God. So that was this personality. So the word spread that, Abhinam Thakur is coming to meet Raghunandan. And he comes and he's a big, elderly man, he pays obeisances to Raghunandan. Everybody is watching what will happen next. And nothing happens, because Raghunandan was pure devotee. So that shows actually this amazing, personality this, devotee was. And when Lord used to go for Ratha Yatra, he used to dance along in the circle where, Nadari Sarkar, that was his uncle. They used to perform Kirtan and, he was one of the chief dancers. सुशील रघुनंदन दास रघुनंदन ठाकुर की चा ओके नाउ पुंडरीक विद्यानिधि यू नो वी जस्ट आई विल बी रियली फास्ट आई विल टेक फ्यू मोर मिनट्स इज दैट ओके या सो पुंडरीक विद्यानिधि ही वॉज देर इज अ छोटा ग्राम यू नो अनदर विलेज ही यूज्ड टू स्टे देयर एंड ही ऑल्सो केम टू स्टे इन मायापुर नियर नवद्वीप बिकॉज ही लाइक टू स्टे नियर गैंजिस सो outwardly he was a zamindar big personality you know royal kind of but only few people could know that this personality is devotee and one of them was Mukundat of course Lord Chaitanya was knowing that you know he's devotee he used to say oh he's my father you know so once Mukunda he takes Gadadhar Pandit who was Brahmachari to meet Pundarik Vidyanidhi and Pundarik Vidyanidhi was sitting on royal throne you know eating you know betel nuts you know spitting watching in mirror servants are fanning him you know posh you know so you know Gadadhar Pandit he thinks you know why he brought me to this person who is such a materialistic guy so he understands this and then what he does he just recites one of the verse which we just you know discussed couple of days back aho bakiyam stanakal kootam jighasaya pay dapya sadvi lebhe gatim dhatruchitam tatonyam Kamva dayalum sharanam vrajema. And when he recites this verse, he starts, you know, ripping his clothes, throwing the things, and he goes in such an ecstasy that even 10 servants could not hold him. And then after his ecstasy goes, he, you know, becomes unconscious for 6 hours. And then this, you know, then he, Gadadhar Pandit understands, actually he's pure devotee. And then after getting up as a, like he thinks that I offended him mentally, So he says that, you know, I want to accept initiation from him. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, yes, very nice. And he accepts actually initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So he is none other than Vrishabhanu Maharaj from Krishna Lila. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to call him as, you know, sometimes Prem Nidhi, sometimes Vidyanidhi, sometimes Acharya Nidhi, with different names, you know, very lovingly. He was also a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. So he used to offer him same respect. He was a very good friend of Swarup Damodar. They used to try to, you know, take each other's feet, you know, dust. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to, you know, watch that fun. Also, once on Odan Shashti day, they offered Lord Chaitanya a new garment without being washed. So there was still starched. So, you know, Swarup Damodar said, why, you know, sorry, Pundarik Vidyanidhi said, why they are offering this? This is muchi, you know, this is not clean. They should be washed. So that night, Lord Jagannath and Baldev, they come and they, you know, They slap Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He said, you know, keep your purity with you, you know. Here all devotees are, you know, whatever they do, I like it. So that was the personality. Shishila Pundarik Vidyanidhi ki cha. Then Raghunath Das Goswami. We can literally speak hours, you know. And we have already left time, but I'll just still, you know, speak a little bit. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he was son of great Jamindar, you know, Hiranya and Jagadish Pandit, you know. So they were Vaishnavas, but very rich. They called, you know, filthy rich, you know, kind of thing. But from his childhood, he was fortunate to get association of Haridas Thakur. And it is said, when you go to a drunkard and associate with him, you become a drunkard. So you go to a Vaishnava, you associate with him, you become Vaishnava. So same thing happened with him. He became a lover of Lord Chaitanya by the contagious association of Haridas Thakur. And then when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, he came to Shantipur. That was the first time when Raghunath Das as a small child, he met Lord Chaitanya. And he wanted to surrender, but Lord Chaitanya said, you know, don't be a Markat Vairagi, go back. Then again after a few days, few years, Nityanand Prabhu, he comes in Panihati and then again Raghunath Das Goswami, he meets him and that time Lord Nityananda, he orders him to have this Chidadhi made for all devotees and we have that great Chidadhi celebration festival and then Lord Nityananda bestow like you know he puts his lotus feet on his head and he said soon you will be delivered and then of course you know this we won't go in detail but soon after that you know he somehow runs from his home his father says that if a beautiful wife like Sachi and a wealth that of a Indra cannot keep him home what this god can do He just gives up actually. And then he goes to Jagannath Puri and he surrenders and Lord Chaitanya says, puts him under care of Swarup Damodar. So he was known as, you know, Surupera Raghunath. And he was the one. So whenever, actually, he also showed, you know, Raghunath Das Goswami is Prayojan Acharya, teaching us the highest thing. But he showed that we don't approach God directly. He used to, if he had to ask something, he would always go through Swarup Damodar. So there he got training under Swarup Damodar for 18 years, I guess. You know, he was in Jagannath Puri, observing Lord's pastime. So his father sent two brahmanas with a lot of money. So initial days when he went, Raghunath Das Goswami used to cook, feast and feed everybody. But then he felt that, you know, oh, Lord Chaitanya is not liking this. So then he stopped that, and then he himself also stopped eating and he started begging. So after some days, you know, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy. So after some days he asked, you know, Swarup Damodar, what Raghunath Das is doing now? So he says he stopped even begging now. He is now going to the free food booths, you know, and eating there. So he becomes very happy, and after some days he again asks, you know, what he is doing now? He says, he stopped that also. Now he goes to the place where they throw all the rotten prasad. Prasad is never rotten in sense, but externally. And then the cows, they eat it, and the things which are too bad, the rice which is, you know, even cows cannot eat, he picks up that rice, he washes and he eats it. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes very happy. And he goes that to the place where Raghunath Das was staying, and he had put that rice, you know, somewhere. So he goes and he picks it and he eats it, and, you know, Raghunath Das goes and says, no, no, Lord, my life is finished. It's not fit for you. Don't eat it. So Lord Chaitanya says, I have never tasted more delicious food than this. So he was testing this, you know, renunciation of Raghunath Das. Even if we try to imitate, we'd be dead, you know, if we try to imitate Raghunath Das Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami. So then it is said that Lord gave him instruction. When he asked, what is the instruction on me? He said, Gramme kathana kahibe, gramme kathana sunibe, bhalana khaibe pari, bhalana paribe, radaye sada radha krishna smaribe. Like, never hear gossip, never speak gossip, don't eat opulent food, and always in the heart, remember Radha and Krishna. So he had given, Lord Chaitanya gave a Gunjamala and a Govardhan Shila to Raghunath Das Goswami, which he carried. So once Lord left Raghunath Das Thakur, he also wanted to give up his life. So he thought he'll go to Vrindavan, jump from Govardhan and reunite with Lord. But when he goes to Vrindavan, he meets with Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. And there, they say that, you know, you don't do this. You are the one who has observed Lord for pastime, for his all Antelila basically. So please tell. So every day on the bank of Radha Kund, 3 hours, you know, Raghunath Das Goswami used to speak about Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. And that was the source from where Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that, I have all this information to write Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he had very strict vows. He will do Govardhan Parikrama every day. He will offer 1,000 obeisances to Vaishnavas actually. Just imagine, even in old age. So, and he used to take bath 3 times in Radha Kund. And he never cared about himself. So one day he was chanting and he was in hot sun, right? So Srimati Radhani, she comes and puts her, you know, pallu to protect him from sun. Another day, you know, he was sitting in meditating, you know, in Krishna's, you know, bhajan. And one lion was about to pounce on him. So Krishna comes there with a stick to, you know, chase that lion. And this was viewed by other Goswamis. So they see, they tell him that, you know, you please make a bhajan kutir. We are here to serve Krishna, not take service from them. And then he, you know, he builds a bhajan kutir, and he wrote so many, you know, beautiful books as well. One of another amazing pastimes that he used to drink every day, you know, a small cup of buttermilk actually. And that's all. And sometimes not that also. And one day he had a digestion. So an Ayurvedic personality was called doctor. And he examined and he said that, you know, it seems he has indigestion because he ate lot of sweet rice, you know. So this, you know, disciple says, you know, come on, you know, you must be a fake, you know. He just drinks a palm full of buttermilk once in few days, and you are saying he ate, you know, a lot of sweet rice and that's why indigestion. And actually, to everybody's surprise, Raghunath Das Goswami says that in my meditation, I had offered sweet rice to Lord and I had accepted that. So you just see that, you know, the personality what has. So, of course, there are many pastimes, but the teaching for us is that we always approach through Guru Parampara, and then always like, you know, giving respect to the Vaishnavas, you know, those are like, you know, important teachings. And of course his renunciation was to what, you know, Raghunath Das Goswami has, you know, taught us. So we'll stop here. Shri Raghunath Das Thakur ki jai. Shri Raghunath Das Goswami ki jai. Yeah, I think there's no. Jai Shri Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.